Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. This week I'm talking about the promises of God, right out of the Word of God, and these mighty promises that are ours. So let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we praise You, we worship You, we thank You for the promises of God. We thank You for this mighty book, which is the Word of the Living God. And Lord, I thank You and praise You that I can do everything this book says I can do. I thank You that I am who this book says I am. And I thank You, Lord, for all the mighty promises of God that gives me power over my enemy. And I worship You and praise You and thank You, Father, for the great and mighty promises of the Word of the Living God. And as I speak Your promises today, I want these promises to go forth. And I want people, Christians, to learn that they can do what the Word of God says and that they'll act on the Word of God. And they'll move upon these things by faith and trust in Your Word. And that the revelation You will give them will open doors to them that they might learn and understand who they are and who You are. And that Your promise is for us every time. And I worship You and praise You and thank You as Your Word goes out today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank You, Father. Amen. Now then, this week, folks, I'm talking about the promises. I started out this week with a great and mighty testimony of the little Ellison baby that had died, or actually was almost dead. He'd been given the death decision by the doctors. They said he wouldn't be alive by morning. And I went in and laid hands on that little child. And in a matter of hours, that child was completely well. And that baby's almost a year old today, and he's perfectly normal. But yet, back in October the 15th of 2001, he was told by the finest doctors at Cook's Medical Center that he'd be dead before morning. I'm telling you, folks, it's not over till the living God says it's over. It's not over till you give up. It's not over until you say, okay. And we too often say, okay. But I'm going to tell you, we don't know the promises in this book. We either don't know these promises or we don't believe these promises. So this week I decided I'm just going to go through the Word and I'm going to read you these promises. And then I'm going to tell you that every one of these promises work every time, just like the Lord says they will. But I'm going to start with, first of all, I'm going to start out in Psalm 66:18 today. And I'm going to tell you that that promise right there says, if you come to the Lord with iniquity or sin in your heart, He will not hear your prayer. Now, that's what's wrong with most people in the church today. We've got a sin hidden in our heart that we're not willing to give up. We belong to some organization we're not willing to get out of. We want to do everything our way. Well, I'm going to tell you, get your sins confessed. Get out of every organization that does not glorify God. Stop being a part of anything that does not bring glory and honor to the King of the universe. Start worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, and get rid of your sins. And if you'll get rid of your sins, I'm going to read you a great and mighty promise here in God's Word that'll show you what you can do if you'll believe God. To start off with today, I'm going to use a promise, and I'm going to tell you that lots of people in the body of Christ have heard this promise, but they don't believe this promise because they won't act on this promise. I hear people say all the time, well, I just don't know what God's will is. He is a great big mysterious God, and you can never tell what He will do. I'm going to tell you that's a lie. I can tell you exactly what God is going to do. He's going to do exactly what His Word says He's going to do. He gave us an owner's manual, and He cannot lie. So I'm going to tell you that if you'll take this mighty book, and you'll take this promise now, this promise I'm fixing to quote to you from God's Word, I have used this promise many times for many things. I mean, it's just amazing what all I've seen God do with this promise. But this promise, I'm going to tell you that most of the body of Christ don't believe this book. I know we say we do, but we really don't. Listen to this mighty promise in Matthew 18:19. And Jesus is speaking. He says, and again I tell you the truth, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Where two or three of you gather together in my name, there I am in your midst. Did you hear that promise God made you? Did you believe that promise? I tell you, I know you did not. Because if you did, you would stop living in the realm of need and poverty and where the devil is, and you not getting your prayers answered. If you take this promise, I challenge you to open your Bible and see if your Bible reads like my Bible reads. Now I'm going to quote this magnificent promise to you in Matthew 18:19 one more time. I want you to listen. Listen to the word of the living God. This is a promise to you. Again I say unto you. Now this is Jesus talking to you. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now I'm going to tell you that when you take that verse, you don't take that verse and pray and ask for something and then turn and say, well, I don't know for sure what God's going to do. Maybe he will meet our needs. No. I'm going to tell you when you do it like that, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And that is nothing. The devil is going to stand before God and he's going to accuse you of doubt because that's what you did. God demands that his kids believe his word with no doubt in their heart. Now, if God can make me a promise like this, if he can say, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. Guess what you can do with that? If you can find you a believer. Now, I realize a believer that believes God's word is very few and far between. There's not many that believe this book. But I'm going to tell you, if you can find two that will believe, then what you can do, you can take a young man, like I did many years ago. I took a young man that had warts all over his body and scars where they had burned the scars, the warts off of him. The scars were there and the warts came back in the scars. I went over and built the young man and his mother and dad's faith for a couple of hours or so. And then I told him, I said, now then, son, the Jesus that we serve made us an awesome promise in his word. He clearly said right here in Matthew 18:19-20, that if two of us on earth, and I said, now son, you and me are two. And he said, we had to be on earth. So I said, you're on earth and I'm on earth. I said, we have all of our sins confessed. We have not had regarded any kind of iniquity or sin in our heart. So we're confessed up and prayed up. So we're ready. We can meet the criteria that God requires there. With all of our sins confessed, we're walking in love. We have no unforgiveness, no unforgiveness toward anyone. Because if you have any kind of unforgiveness, it will not work either. You must make sure you're walking in love. If you're walking in love, then you can do what Philip and I did in May of 1995. I literally took the word of the living God and quoted those two verses to our King and knelt there on the floor with him and his mother and father. And on behalf of those verses, I asked the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus to remove every wart and scar on Philip Anthony Wren's body. And then I thanked the Lord. Don't ever forget to thank him. When you come to him on behalf of his word, with it is written, always thank the Lord for your prayer, answer to your prayer. So I thanked him for his word. I thanked him that his word is forever settled in heaven, that it cannot be broken, cannot be broken. So I worshiped him and praised him and thanked him for his word, and that is settled, forever settled in heaven. And then I thanked him that according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that no matter how many promises he made me in this book, the answer to every one of his promises are yes, every time, if I am in Christ. And since I am in Christ, every answer to every one of God's promises is yes, every time, according to the Word of God. So, since it is yes, then I got up after I'd prayed that prayer and thanked the Lord for taking off the warts and scars off of Philip Wren. I got up and I asked the mother and father and all of them, do y'all agree? And they said, yes, we agree. I said, good, you have to agree with me because this is the prayer of agreement. And I got to have at least one other one besides me that agrees or our prayer will not be answered. So I said, since we've used the prayer of agreement, two of us must agree. I said, therefore, the devil will have nothing to come against us with. Nothing. So, since God wants to answer our prayer, but he cannot unless we do it exactly according to the law book, the rule book, which is the Word of God. If it is written, we have to stand on the Word of God exactly like it is written. And I did that for Philip, and then I thanked the Lord for taking him off. And his mother asked me a question. She said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. But I'm going to guarantee you on the Word of the living God, which is forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken, that they will come off. Because God clearly said that if two of us on earth agreed about anything we ask him for, it would be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. And since I know that healing and the restoration of the human body is always God's will, all I got to do is believe what's written in his word with no doubt in my heart. Now that's another place the enemy gets most of us. We doubt. We pray and then we thank the Lord. And then I come along or somebody else comes along and say, well, do you believe these warts are going to go away? Oh, I sure hope so. Forget it. They're not going to come off. There was no faith in the word hope. Whenever somebody comes along and says, what'd you do today? I said, Brother Thurman came over and we prayed over my warts. Oh, they did? What do you think they're going to happen? Well, I know what's going to happen. They're going to come off because God said they would, and he made a promise, and he can't lie. So it's all a matter of time. I guarantee they're going to come off because God's word said they're going to come off. I said, when you believe God like that, I guarantee you'll get your answer. So when I left there that afternoon, the next morning, which was Monday morning, Mama goes in to check little Philip, and the warts on the ends of his finger. He had them all over his hands, face, eyes, everything. He had them all over him. And the ones on his fingers on the ends were already gone overnight. And in the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip Wren's body disappeared. And then the fourth week, our precious Jesus even took off the scars off the back of that boy's hand. So in 4 weeks' time, that boy didn't have a mark on his body nowhere. I'm telling you, I can praise the Lord Jesus. Now then, if you get fed up with the devil beating up on you and you start believing God's word, those are the kind of things you can do from God's promises. Now, I challenge you to look in Matthew 18:19 and see if your Bible reads like mine. I invite you to call me 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And you can get us on the web at tlsm.org and send us an email. I invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon. Starts at 2 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. till 4. Come expecting the Lord to do a great and mighty work in your life. He is a wonderful, mighty God. Praise his holy name.